Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Been thinking about playing all this Gordon Bach and Mayo Mirren stuff. And boy, Gordon Bach, what a legacy. You can't let Gordon Bach go, folks. You young folks, you boomers that got into Gordon Bach, you got to get your kids into Gordon Bach, because Gordon Bach provides you with a lot of stuff. Most of his stuff is about the sea. And then he did some material from Australia, especially Henry Lawson and Banjo A.B. Patterson and all those guys. But he comes from the coast of Maine. He comes from Maine, and he's lived in Maine for many, 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 many years. He's got to be in his mid-70s now, and he doesn't tour and play as much as he used to. His voice is getting a bit weaker, but his command of the material is really something. And he himself has written some masterpiece classic sea songs, and he's performed a lot of sea songs, Gordon Bach, and he's written amazing songs. This is Clear Away in the Morning, Clear Away in the Morning, The Wistful Sailor, Nancy, Oh My Nancy, Oh Bring Her Round. And after that, a song about the frustration of being the fisherman's wife or the fisherman's relative or sister or spouse. You get the feeling that it's a wife. And that frustration when it finally sort of boils over after everything you got to put up with, the ways of man. I'm going to hear that. And then we'll hear about the seal people. We'll talk about it a little bit. Peter Kagan and the wind. All righty. So what are we doing here? What are we doing? Gordon Bach, Clear Away in the Morning.
Take me back on the bay, boys, clear away in the morning. I don't want to go ashore, boys, oh, bring her on. Take me back on the bay, boys, clear away in the morning. I don't want to spend my pay. Captain, don't you leave me clear away in the morning. There's no one here that needs me. Oh, bring her out. Nancy, oh my Nancy, clear away in the morning. She never played it fancy.
This is called live radio. That was not the cut I wanted. We're going to go all the way back here and find the cut that I wanted, because in the long haul, I'm in charge of this show, and I want to do what I want to do. All righty? And we're going to try and find the ways of man. And it's just a great song. Ah, there it is. I found it, you guys. I found it. The Ways of Man and Mayomira at her best.
The ways of man are passing strange. He buys his freedom and he counts his change. Then he lets the wind his days arrange. And he calls the tide his master. The days are the fine long summer days. The fish come rolling in the bays, and he swore he'd never leave me. But the days grow short and the year gets old, and the fish won't stay where the water's cold. And if they're going to fill the hole, they got to go offshore to find them. The days are the fine long summer days. The fish come rolling in the bays, and he swore he'd never leave me. So they go outside on the Raven Deep, and they pray the Lord their soul to keep. But the waves will roll them all asleep, and the tide will be their keeper. The days are the
fine long summer days. The fish come rolling in the bays, and he swore he'd never leave me.
Oh, the tide, you dark and you bitter tide. If I can't have him by my side, I guess
I gave you two, the best that rotten old boat could do. You won't be happy till I give you three, but I'll be damned if you'll get me. The days are the fine long summer days. The fish come rolling in the bays, and he swore he'd never leave. The tide, you dark and you bitter tide. If I can't have him by my side, the water's welcome to him. The days are the fine long summer days. The fish come rolling in the bays, and he swore he'd never leave.
The day will come when one less boat comes slogging home. I don't mind knowing that he'll be the one, but I can't spend my whole life praying.
The days are the fine long summer days. The fish come rolling in the bays, and he swore he'd never leave. I gave you two, the best that poor old boat could do. You'd have it all before you threw. Well, I got no more to give you. The days are the fine long summer days. The fish come rolling in the bays, and he swore he'd never. Strange, he buys his food.
counts his change. Then he lets the wind his days arrange, and he calls the tide his master.
You know how when you have a, this is going to sound real trivial, but you know how when you just, you have something and you played with it for a long time and then you put it away and you don't have it for like years and years and years? That's the way I am about that song. I used to play that song back in the early 80s. I would play that song all the time. It was just on the turntable. There was a thing called turntables back in those days. And I would just play that over and over, and I would harmonize with it and wish that I could sound like Gordon Bach, wish that I could write like Gordon Bach. And I hadn't played this song for many, many years. And I just kind of went on a Gordon Bach and Mio Mira thing, just looking for, well, I was looking for a couple of songs to learn, a couple of songs to learn for some duets and things. And I came on this song and just totally blew me away. And I started going back and remembering in 1978, 1979, when I started buying Gordon Bach albums, on the old folk legacy albums, albums like Turning Towards the Morning and The Ways of Man and Water Over Stone and all of those, and the early Gordon Bach on folk legacy, and just how much of an influence. And he is so understated that it is easy to understate the influence. And yet it is as rock solid as anything that ever was in terms of my musical life. And, you know, I sing all kinds of other songs and do all kinds of other stuff and don't. And then I go back and go, wow, this is the real foundation in a lot of ways. So we're going to play Peter Kagan in the Wind. It's quite long. And I'll probably go a little past the break for you underwriters, but it's quite long. This is about the Seal people. And it's about the Silky, and it doesn't go into it too far, but Peter Kagan, his wife was a seal. And of course, the idea is that you can come on land and you become mortal. You become human and you can live with your, but once you go back to sea, you can't go back again. You can't just be like, you know, go back and forth and be a seal and then come back and then go back and be, once you go back to sea, you're a seal. Okay? That's the premise of Peter Kagan in the Wind, in his dory, his big clunky fishing boat, his dory. And how this all, and all the ledges calling thee. And that's what this is about. Peter Kagan and the Wind by Gordon Bach.
Peter Kagan was a lonely man in the summer of his years. But then one day he got tired of being lonely, and he went away off to the eastern. And when he came again, he had a wife with him. She was strange, you know, but she was kind, and people liked her. And she was good for Kagan. She kept him company. And winter come to summer, they were happy. Kagan had a dory then. He had a lug sail on her. He'd go offshore for 3-4 days, setting for the fish. But oh, his wife was sad then. She never liked to see him go. She'd go down and call to him. Kagan, 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 bring the dory home. The wind and sea do follow. All the ledges calling thee. He said that he could hear her singing 20 miles to sea, and when he heard her, he'd come home if he had fish or none. She was a seal, you know. Everyone knew that. Even Kagan, he knew that. But nobody would say it to him. Thank you. Then one day in that year's autumn, Kagan says, I got to go now. Go offshore and get some fish. But she says, no, don't go away. She starts crying, please don't go. The wind is coming and the snow. Kagan, 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 don't go out to sea. The stormy wind and snow do come, and oh, but I do fear for thee. But Kagan's not afraid of snow. It's early in the year. He puts his oars in and he goes to sea. Kagan sails out on the middle ground. The wind is west all day and going down. The fish are coming to him. Kagan reads the writing on the water and the sky. He sees the haze up very high above the clouds. He says, that's all right for autumn. Only a change of wind. I'm not afraid of wind. But Kagan reads it wrong this time. The wind goes away and then comes back southeast. The fog comes round him. Kagan says, I better go now. Find that gong buoy off the sunken ledges, then I'll know the best way home. He puts the sail up, and he bears away to the Norrid for the gong. Oh, the wind is watching. The wind backs round to the east and breezes on. They sail along. Sailor's pulling very hard. Finally, the wind's so strong the sail tears out. Kagan takes it in, and the dory goes adrifting. Then he hears the gong buoy. It isn't very far away. Kagan says, okay. He puts the oars in and he starts to row back up for the gong. Oh, the wind is watching. The wind backs round northeast and makes the seas confused. Listen, I got something to tell you. Kagan rowing, I don't want to hear it. The wind humps up now, makes the sea short. Makes it hard for him to row. Finally the
seas are so steep, Kagan knows he isn't getting anywhere.
He takes the oars in, and the dory goes a-drifting now. Kagan says, okay, now I got something to show you. He takes a slip of wood to make a needle. He waxes up the hand line for a thread. He sews the sail up smaller. He sews a reef in it. Wind says, what you doing? Kagan says, you keep watching. Kagan puts the sail up now and he bears away to the north for the gong. Oh, the wind is watching now. The wind backs north, northeast. Kagan can't hold his course now. Kagan says, okay then. He brings the boat about, now he's steering east. Says you're heading out to sea. Kagan says, I'm not afraid of water. I'll come about by and by when I can fetch that gong. The wind says, I'll veer on you. I'll go east again. Kagan says, you go ahead, then I can hold my course again. Says I'll back. Kagan says you back too far and you'll have to clear, you know that. I can keep ahead of you. The wind says you may be smarter, but I'm stronger, you watch. The wind gets bigger, blows harder. Sail says, I can't do it. Kagan says, I know that. Thank you. He takes the sail in, and the dory goes a-drifting. Kagan takes the sail off the yard. Pulls it round him. Now you keep me warm. The wind says he can't keep you warm. The wind snatches off north by east. I'll freeze you. Kagan says, I'm not afraid of cold. But Kagan is afraid. He doesn't know what to do. Oh, the wind is working now. The wind brings ice and snow. Says, I'm dying, sail, keep me warm. The sail says, I can't do it, Peter. Kagan dying, and the wind blows. Yeah.
for I do come to comfort thee. All in thy dear body keep.
So Kegan lies down in the bottom of the boat. Tries not to be afraid of the dying. And he dreamed of her then, of his wife. He dreamed she was coming to him. He heard a great calling down the wind. And he lifted his head and he saw her coming to him. Smoking sea she came, and over the rail of the dory she came, and laughing to his arms. It's all in the night and the storm they did lay. And the sea went away. So in the morning they found him asleep with a sail wrapped around him. And there was a seal lying with him, curled over him like a blanket there. The snow was upon the seal.
Gordon Bach. Peter Kagan in the Wind. Peter Kagan, the seal people. She was a seal, you know. And everybody knew it. It's a great album. It's called Peter Kagan in the Wind. It's one of Gordon Bach's very, very, or in fact, I think it might be like his second album for Folk Legacy Records. It's got some other wonderful sort of somber sea stuff on it. And, of course, it was in the time when people were writing and singing things like that and doing it well in these narratives. And Gordon Bach is very good at the narratives. He did four narratives, actually. There's one that's a little shorter, and then there are two that are quite lengthy. And maybe we'll play the best one is the one called Another Land Made of Water. And it's got some wonderful music, and it's got tons and tons of symbolism in it. Yes, indeed. All righty. We're going to come back with one more sea song. Modern, contemporary, about pirates. Yes, indeed. But we have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're halfway through this show. We're recording this on a Sunday evening, and it's quite hot out. And it's going to air in a couple of weeks. Alrighty, don't you be forgetting now, if you go to the NWPT, Northwest Public Television website, there's a series of boxes up there. It's called Jam with Dan, and go check it out. And there's an entire half hour with Hank Kramer. I think it's an hour with Hank Kramer and Michelle Cameron and myself. And then there's a half hour with the great Paul Anders out of Moscow singing, and he's doing some wonderful instrumental work. And up soon, if it's not already up, will be one with Shiloh, the country singer. And there are more coming. So this Jam with Dan thing, it's kind of fun to do television. You're supposed to play to the camera. Heck, I don't even know where the camera is. So the camera has to play to me. We're coming right back for lots more stuff. You just hang on because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watched the men who rode you switch from sails to steam. And in your belly you hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream. Most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over-40 victim of fate, arriving too late. Arriving too late. Smuggling, and I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last. Never meant to last. Just a few friends, just a few friends.
Is loud, neon signs bring in tumultuous crowds, but I'm just an old man, I'd probably get sore, cause they don't dance like Carmen no more. She and Okoogie, my, what a pair, just doing like Carmen no more. Take it, Marvin. Well, now she had a big hat, my, it was high. Had bananas and mangoes all piled to the sky. How she could balance it, I wouldn't dare. But they don't dance
like Carmen Noel. Oh, but the lady's not with us. She died long ago. They don't show her movies on late midnight shows, 'cause the kids would get restless and the grown-ups would snore, 'cause they don't dance like Carmen no more. Well, now she and old Coogie, my, what a pair, just to do when the boogie is no one else there. Sliding and gliding across hardwood wax floors, but they don't dance like Carmen no more. No more, no, no, no more. And I'm just an old man, I'd probably get sore, but they don't dance like Carmen. Now they don't dance like Carmen no more. 10 cents dance, I might take a chance, but they don't dance like Carmen no more.
Heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent-a-cars and westbound trains. And now you're off on vacation. Something you tried to explain. And darling, it's I look so. That's the I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for doubt? I hope you're enjoying the scenery. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking Tuesday. With you I'd walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
To go back and walk again on on the rocks of Mariscene. I still recall the sad farewell I bade her on that day, when all upon a whaling ship I went to earn my pay. On the hard rocks, the rocky rocks, the rocks of sail the world around with girls in every port of call. I did go well astray. Forsaken her, I left behind back in Placentia Bay. By the hard rocks, the rocky rocks, the rocks of hers. I do not know, but in my sleep I've seen her walking on the cliffs above the rocks of Mariscene. On the hard rocks, the rocky rocks, the rocks of Mariscene. On the
and sing light as a sparrow. She'd lift off the ground. I was a scarecrow. She smiled at my frown. A necklace of clover, a dandelion ring, flower unfolding, a bird on the wing. I whispered, Jesse, girl, I could love you. Then I genuflected and unlaced her shoe. Her auburn hair tumbled fell down in my face. We kissed and we fumbled in a clumsy embrace. There for one moment, underneath the green trees, a flower unfolding, a bird on. With a prince and a king, and a woman on horseback, with a porcelain face. Her servants looked through me, a dog tugged on its chain. Her parents looked sideways as they sneered at my name. Love, when it is new, is a delicate thing. A flower unfolding, a bird on the wing. She cried when I left her, the sky cruel blue. Our hearts pressed together as they both broke in two, while a party of sparrows sang a sad, lovely tune. And over my shoulder, the last thing I knew, her face in the window, her hand. Flower unfolding, a bird on the wing. A flower unfolding, a bird on the wing.
Melody. was colder. She wore a black silk ribbon in a bow around her throat. For her lover, she walked the halls, her young heart singing. Ooh. He left a note on the pillow in the lamplight. The words were dancing, something smooth on her fingers. The black silk ribbon like a cold comfort. Ooh. I'm leaving, he said, and I'll find my own way home. And the hounds in the courtyard, they were waiting for their master when a cry from the window. Don't you love me? Ooh. And for him, it was simple. It wasn't until he noticed there was something in her eyes. In the mirror, the ribbon came as a surprise. He cried, ooh. Find your own way home. But wasn't there something better waiting? Didn't you feel it too? See the black silk ribbon fly. Between me and you.
This is from an Oxfam benefit album, Seven Worlds Collide. There's a whole bunch of different people on here, some folks from Wilco and Katie Tungsten, all kinds of folks. And it's just got, it's a two-disc set. It's got all kinds of things on it. And it's kind of avant-garde in its own way. It's kind of pop avant-garde. But, of course, it's a benefit, so they want people to buy it. So what can you say? It's a benefit for Oxfam and all kinds of people on this thing. All righty. Names that you people that are over 35 probably haven't even heard of. So there you go. All righty. Amanda Cully doing the playlists. If you want to email me at dasindaniel@maherwsu.ed. Remember also, if you go to the arts and if you go to the culture page on the NWPR website, you can find out about how to get to the archives. And the archives are available for everybody with either Macs or with PCs, with Windows. And it just has to be done in a different format. And one of them, you have to go on an hour-by-hour basis. You don't get the whole show. Okay? Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming back for lots more stuff. Just hang on, because we're coming back. Yes, we are. We're coming back. Hang on.
Cheers.